Begin the card daf mesachta babas daf nun ches. Begin the base. Begin the tezmat. Begin with the words of the gemara called dying the maskara ladina. Any judge that's called for judgment umafkemin in mechulu and they extract money from him, so he can't be a judge. Which Tzitzis explained kagoyin, for example, mekafar if he denies, but it's men beedim, but they still collect the money from him because they have witnesses against him. Av mechavayu shavu, but if they obligate him an oath, but la rutz leshava, and he doesn't want to swear, but b'shimli pays, b'shemachel lemisal ladin, that wouldn't invalidate for being a judge, just because even though he's right, he doesn't want to swear. Anbug antel. So Tzitzis the maskel that anbug anbug antel. Amir Chaim, he says, what does this mean? The anbug v'anbug heim mashkim derfuah. These are medicinal beverages. Find asparagus. This asparagus, the Amara that the Gemara says, Beperikol Abasur, or the Gemara says, Brachas Tafnan Aleph Amin Aleph. Asparagus, Shriya for the liver, it's good for the heart. And this is what the Gemara is saying over here. Majakar, Ambig the Ambig, these medicinal drinks. These potions, Torah Chalish Taisa, Kishir Antal, you have to drink according to the measurement of Antal, Shehu Revius, which is as the Revius, a quarter of a leg. Pain Dom and Perigat, and that's what the Gemara says, the Chulin of Taladalam and Alf. Ampik Chaya, that Ampik has to be raw, undiluted, Mashmah, Shehu, asparagus, that's asparagus, because I'm brochas, like the Gemara says, I'm brochas, the asparagus, ain't choice, it's El Chai, you only drink it raw. But Le Chashab, brochas, why doesn't the Gemara and brochas of an Alf and Alf mention this factor? That has to be Revius. I hate Dvarim Shnember Asparagus, that there's five ideas mentioned by Asparagus. Or Tzokh L'Shtaisa, Kishir Revius, that you have to drink it at the measurement of a Revius. Meshum She'in Achayshish, Lachshav Mashatel Bashir. There, I wasn't concerned about saying about measurements. Vadam, Perik Shemayin Shmatzim, this is the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Kav Tesem and Beis. Adikoyam Paka, Mashmanduhu, Mida, sounds like that we're saying that it's a measurement, Anpik. And you're telling me now that Taisis learns Anpik is the name of the beverage. In other words, or shtias ampoka, means to say that you're right. It's the ampik, which is a medicinal beverage, which it's usually a revius. That's how we're using it as a term for a revius or inami. Additionally, you could say lekli namikar ampoka. Actually, the vessel itself is also called ampoka. Hashem shashayim ba'isavayisashim, because since you usually drink it with that measurement, the vessel itself gets the name of that medicinal drink. Next test must begin with the words Gemara. Marzev ein lechazakim ruch achas. The marzev, which is a small gutter, that does not have a chazaka from one side. Peter, in other words, shemu b'mizruch, because it was on the east. Yochalemalai, you could tell him to name b'mayer, put it on the west. Avla salka legami, but to totally remove it mebezruch is from both sides. That lies says Gemara. No, that doesn't apply. So it says the it's a wonder because the maschila, so the big gutter. Echish lechazaka, how you saying that there's a chazaka for that? But like Hashem Neichem, as of Lurish Acher, Shalom Eschila. But once you require that small little gutter, has to be at the other end of the large gutter of the Meschila. So Gam Meschila Tzach Lezayza. Then you have to move also, meaning you're not having chazaka of the large gutter because Alek Birish Echad. Because now you have to lift up one end, Ulahan Mechreish Acher, and you have to lower the other end. Shnei Sashem Marzim. Because now you're switching sides where you put the Marzim, which obviously has to be a slant. So v'echad kama, how could you say the marzav ain't lechazaka, that there's no chazaka in the marzav, u'maschili yesh lechazaka, but v'haloy lo'ilm lo'yozav ha-marzav, but you're never going to move the marzav and lo'yozav ha-maschila unless you have to move also the maschila. So v'yashom t'eziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziziz Kaima, they don't have to totally uproot it from its place. Like you have to uproot the little pipe. Or additionally, Shava. We could even talk about that. No, it's leveled. And the Ingvoitzad ze Yesim itzad ze. It's not like it was on this land. One side is not higher than the other side. Now you don't have to move the meschila from its place at all. At listim, or rather, just to close up, letzad shemesim min hamarzav only from the side that you removed the marzav from and moved it to the other side. Now, Rabbi Yisip here, she explains this halacha the marzav shein lechazaka meruch achas that you don't have chazaka on one side, meaning sheyochel lahatas reish hamarzav that he could tilt the head of the marzav letzad safan letzad tzad darm to the north or to the south. When it's on the east, what do we mean that it has a chazaka from two sides? That he cannot push it to move it to the end of one side of the maschila, or letzad acher is the girsa to another side. That he can't force him to do it on the other side on the mishtei ruches. Oh, okay, it's only on this side to move it either one side or the other side. It's on the east to move it to north or south. Kinzeh Pishu Ben Chanan, Lesser Ben Chanan explains Shem Marzav Kavu Be'emtzer Ruach Mizrachi, that if this Marzav is in the middle of the eastern side, Yechel Balachatzer La'akar Ben Emtzer, the owner of the courtyard could move it from the middle, Ulkav B'Shlishagag B'Reviyah, to move it to the third of the roof or to the a quarter of the roof. But B'chol Eiser Ruach, and on that whole side, B'chol Makrut Yitzer, wherever he wants to. Of the Ruach Acharis, but to another direction, and Yechel Salka, you can't remove it, L'Pishe Yesh Le'Chazaka, because at least regarding that was saying the Marziv does have a Chazaka, so it doesn't allow for Shtei Ruches to put on the totally different side.